name's Roy Edmonton. I'm running for the position of mayor.
How long have you lived in the city of Hurley?
I've lived here since 1988.
Have you ever lived in any other part of Lyon County?
Yes, I lived in Mason Valley for about a year and a half before I moved here, before I bought my house here in 1988.
Thank you. Submitted question to all candidates was, are you registered to vote in Lyon County?
Yes.
Because opinions and understandings can be very different, we want to understand each candidate's personal view and understanding of the role they are seeking. So please explain the roles, responsibilities, limits, and limitations of the office you are seeking as you understand them.
As mayor for the city of Fernley, you're responsible for making sure that the meetings are run. You make sure that staff complies with what the directives are from the council. The council is the legislative branch of the government. They set the standards, they set out the policies, the procedures, and most importantly, they do the budget. The mayor oversees the city manager, and she oversees all of the different department heads. We do have a city clerk, a city attorney, the city treasurer, the city manager, and the judge are appointed by the council at the recommendation of the mayor. The mayor is, by law, 266, the CEO. And you're responsible for signing all the documents, making sure that the budget is adhered to, making sure the policies are being followed.
In a few words, why are you running for this office?
Because there are still things I believe that need to be done. I've done it now for 3.5 years. I ran originally for council. I was a councilman for Ward 3. When Mayor Goodman decided not to run, I spoke to him and I ran and won. There are still things that need to be done. We still need to get our master plan done. We're doing a roads master plan. We're looking at doing a master plan on our water planning. These things I want to make sure to get done, and more importantly, I want to make sure that we adhere to them and that we don't have a building that we don't need or that doesn't meet our master plan and causes us problems. We're still cleaning up a lot of problems from companies that went bankrupt, that are no longer there, developers and what have you. So I want to follow through with that.
Now, I know you've never heard this following question before, but as mayor, you will hear stranger questions than this in the Walmart parking lot. So after you listen to it, please reply to my proposal. I live in Ward 1. It crosses the breadth of Fernley from east to west. It includes Sandia, the Desert Lakes Golf Course, and the other extreme east and west sections of town. Each of these areas have the unique problems. So a councilman from Desert Lakes may not have the understanding or empathy for Sandia residents' problems, but a councilman from Good Earth Subdivision or Villa Park Subdivision may. Why can't wards ignore the natural boundaries of the railroad tracks and be more consistent? Why can't you merge wards along elementary school district lines, like take Eves part of Ward 1 and merge it with other Eves zone wards, and Cottonwood areas merged with other Cottonwood school zone, and FES with FES? What do you think?
You only have 3 elementary schools in the city. We have 5 wards. The wards are dictated by how many people vote in a given area geographically. About 4,000 voters. If you start, it would be almost impossible to realign that area out. What we do is every census, we take a restock every 5 years. The city clerk will look at the voter registration, who voted, and that's how we realign our districts. Initially, when I was in Ward 3, it only went to Highway 95. As it grew, Ward 3 now goes all the way to Miller. And so they do change from time to time, but they change because of the number of voters. By state law, we have to have no more than 2 or 3% of voters from one district to another. And so it would be almost impossible to line it up with 3 elementary schools when you have 5 wards. And I realize some of the wards are long and lengthy, but the reality is, whether you're a councilman or a mayor, you represent everybody in the community. You're elected in each ward, but ultimately you're responsible for everybody that lives in this community.
Okay. On the desk, there's a piece of colored paper. Please turn it over. The topics will also appear on the monitor behind you and the monitor to your left. They will. We've had this problem before. We'll start reading the whole question over. There are several problems. These are several problems submitted from the community. They are only listed alphabetically. They are problems Fernley currently faces. Look at the list, and from that list and that list only, prioritize them and explain how you as mayor are going to address them. Start with your highest priority and continue to your lowest until your curfew. You have 4 minutes and 30 seconds.
Okay, the issue of planning and zoning, we're in the process of doing a master plan. We're going to use the existing master plan we have. It's actually not too bad, but we need to update it. So that will take care of those two issues. That's real important for us. As far as controlled growth, growth will be dictated by the market and water. That's the other issue that most people don't understand. There's only so much water in this valley. And so you have to buy it, bring it to the table to build anything, whether it's a home, a business, or anything else. As far as the Sierra Nevada Parkway all the way to USA 50, we are in the process of talking to NDOT with that. That is due in 2019. Unfortunately, the gentleman who signed an agreement with NDOT, the Way Development Corporation, doesn't have a nickel to build that, and he agreed to build that. So we are looking at exploring other ways to get that done. One of the ways Ms. Hooper and I talked, NADA came to us, there's a possibility for a federal grant. It was taken to the highway department. They elected not to run it up, but they did make it a fourth choice. And they asked that we and NADA and Mr. Wade go to the National Transportation Board and ask for a grant from them. We are looking at that. We know that that's one of our mission and critical things that we need to do. And UNDOT has finally, after years, agreed to that as well. The Fernley debt, we restructured the debt. We removed $9.3 million worth of a debt fee that apparently most people aren't aware of. When we borrow $83 million at the end of 30 years, even at 4.7%, you owe $153. We took advantage 2 years ago of the lower debt. We refinanced all of our bonds. So we're working on it. As far as the aging infrastructure, we raised the water fees. We're using that money to create and replace some of the things that needed to be replaced. Good examples of Northeast Tank, which is above the truck stop. We went into it. We knew every so many years you have to go in and coat the tank. When we got into it, we looked up at the roof and all the rafters were shot. They were just rusted completely out. So what started out as a $200,000 job turned into about a $600,000 job. We couldn't have done that 3 years ago, 4 years ago. We didn't have but $200,000 in our savings account.
2 minutes.
So we used that money to, like I said, to start replacing some of the things that need to be replaced. And with that, I think I addressed the homeless village in Ward 1, throughout Fernley. Homelessness, we work with the county on that. The city does not have an obligation, although we have a moral obligation. I just don't have the funds to do that. We do the best we can with what we have. So we partner with the county, we partner with other agencies to get that done.
Thank you.
That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you.